Okay, we're picking up the Gemara Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph for 2 lines from the top of Rabbi Yeshua Omer. So we're discussing the machlokes of when the world was created. We started off with Rabbi Eliezer, who holds the world was created in Tishrei. Now we're up to the second line of the Gemara Yud Aleph and Yud Aleph, which tells us Rabbi Yeshua Omer ben Nisan Nivra Olam, that the world was created in the month of Nisan. And he's referencing also to the 6 days of creation, which a man was created. Those are also going to be considered the Zman of Nisan. The question is that according to, we pointed this out in the introduction, that according to Rabbi Ezra, the Mishnah makes sense that the day of judgment is going to be on Rosh Hashanah, is on Tishrei. However, how are we going to understand Rabbi Yeshua that how would there be a day of judgment on the month of on the Rosh Hashanah if it's not really inherently the time when man was created? We also know more than just man was created. According to Rabbi Ezra, man was also judged. That was the first time Adam Rishon was judged, from the fact that he sinned by the Eitz Hadas. All happened on the Yom Shishi, and he was judged on Shishi, and Hashem ended up not killing him on Shishi. That was the judgment for all of mankind. It was based on the original judgment of Adam Rishon. So that makes sense. But again, all this is very problematic. According to Rabbi Yeshua, understands that the real judgment day should be on the world is rather created on Nisan. So the Ran explains that Lechora, you have to understand that the Zman of Yom Kippur, we know, is the Zman that was attributed for Slicha, Mechila, Kapara, based on the fact that Klal Yisrael got Kapara from the Cheta Egel, and therefore we were judged. The Ran basically explains that it's like as a Hakdama to this man of Yom Kippur, to really the time of Slicha. We really are judged 10 days before that. You get it? And so why don't you just assume that the whole judgment day should be on Yom Kippur according to Rabbi Yeshua? But basically it comes to the conclusion that everybody agrees you're still judged in Rosh Hashanah, and that Mishnah is not just the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer but that of Rabbi Yeshua as well. So it's an important machlokas, very important Ran, to understand the nature that everybody agrees the judgment and of every person throughout the year is established on Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yeshua then says, Nisan Nivra Olam, Nisan Nodu Avos. Avram Yaakov were born in the month of Nisan. Benisan Meso Avos, and we're going to get to that when the Tzaddik dies the same time that he was born. So they died the same time they were born as well. Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born on the Chag of Pesach. Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sarah Rachel V'Chana. On Rosh Hashanah was Sarah, Rachel, and Chana as well, were all remembered that they should have children. They were barren. They didn't have any children. Then they were able to have children. Rosh Hashanah Yatzah Yosef V'Sasurim. On Rosh Hashanah Yosef went out of prison. Rosh Hashanah Batla Avodim Avasinim Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah Klal Yisrael came out of Egypt. That's fair. Subsukim. This Nisan Nigal, but Nisan Asin Ligal. As opposed to, we saw before Rabbi Lazar said, Tishrei Asin Ligal. He understands that Benisan Nigalu and Benisan, we are going to be Asin Ligal. So what comes out is there are really 4 machloksim. Is when exactly was the month of the creation? Was it in Nisan or was it in Tishrei? When was Avram and Yaakov born? When did they die also? But that would come out when they were born also. And when is going to be the Chag, the month of Geula? Is it going to be Nisan or in Tishrei? I think we assume that it's really going to be both. The Aschalas of Geula is going to be in Tishrei, I think in Nisan, the final Geula. But Ba'asem, that is the machlokas the Tanaim over here. Again, everything on the Gemara has much deeper levels of, again, Pshat Rem is just Soda, meaning that Al Pisod, a lot of things going on with these Gemaras over here, especially this whole daf today. So it's important to note there's a lot of deeper concepts that are really addressing that if a person is buying more, you'll see a lot of deep, very deep concepts in these Gemaras. The Gemara says, Tanya, we learn it by Soda, Bilaz Raimer. How do I know that the world was created in Tishrei? Shinema, the Pasuk says, so the Pasuk tells us, Hashem said that the land should be covered with vegetation. You should have grass and things of the like be created, having seeds and trees of fruits. So this pasuk is implying that the moment of creation, things were already covered with vegetation, and they have their fruits. Ezu chodesh she'aret really should be meleah, because really we're talking about that they're complete. It's namotira meleah d'shayim ve'ilar male peros. When is the month when the land is fruit with vegetation, the trees are already mature with fruits? Havel mezer Tishrei. It makes sense that that's in the month of Tishrei. We know the month of Tishrei, that's the end of the summer. The fruit trees already started ripening. The land is now complete with vegetation. So the Gemara says, "Vosa perek zman reviyaisa," and that period, the rainy season would also would be as man of the rainy season. Viyardu gishamim mitzamchot, also makes sense that the rain started to fall. Then shenemar ve'ed yalem in haaretz. The pasuk also says that a mitz came from the earth and watered the whole surface of the soil. And that mitz, Rashi understands, is a reference to forming of clouds. So that makes sense that this all happened in Tishrei, which is the beginning of the raining season. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shua says, his source Rabbi Shua, hey, Mayim, Nain, Shem, Nisan, Shavayelam. Rabbi Shua says, how do I know that Nisan, the world is created in Shenever? The Pasuk says, Vatot, Arts, Desha, Esha, Masriya, Zerav, Eutse, Pri. Again, the same Pasuk. The land came forth with vegetation, then you had the grass and the seeds and things producing fruit. This Pasuk is implying that it's only beginning to produce fruits. Not that it already was over here, the fact that it was already there, but it was already, he's taken for the implication for this pasuk, that it was only starting to create the vegetation and the growth of the fruits. So, and now the Gemara says, Ezu Chodesh Ha'aretz, really, again, Motzia should be over here. Deshan Vilam Matzavarez, when is the month where the land is starting only to start, beginning to form the vegetation, the beginning stages of this, and also bring fruits, the beginning of the fruits, Havayom Ezu Nisan, and that's the month of Nisan. We know Nisan is the springtime. In the springtime, that's when the crops are only just starting to start growing. So the Gemara says, "Ve'osa perek zman behema v'chayv v'oshim is davgin ze'itzel ze." Not only that, that this period was the season which the animals also they start to meet with one another. That's mating season. So that also is the time of Nisan Shenemar. The pasuk says. We quoted this before about Nisan. The pasuk says, "La shuchare matzon." The pasuk says the flocks are going to become pregnant, and everyone's going to be Yisro af Yashira. The people are going to be joyful and they're going to sing. So, what does that mean? That the crops, so to speak, are going to that the crops, so to speak, are going to be singing and shouting in Nisan because they're beginning to ripen. They're excited. So, Nisan is the time when the animals are mating, and therefore it follows that Nisan is also this time as well. So, where it says. So now that's the two proofs that when it was Nisan and when it was Tishrei. The Gemara now says, "V'idach nami ha'ksiv eitz ose pirid." But Rabbi Lezer doesn't also say that the trees are starting to produce fruit, implying that they're only beginning to produce fruit, which is in the month of Nisan. So he explains that the pasuk is a reference to a bracha, a blessing for future generations, that Hashem is going to promise that eventually that there's always going to be fruit forever. The creation, the trees came out with ripe fruit, and he's going to say that it's going to continue growing fruit at the right time, starting to begin to grow fruit in Chami. That will be in the months of months of Nisan, but that is not for right now. That's not the time when they actually came out. Now the Gemara says, according to Yeshua, it does say that the trees are the fruits, indicating the trees already were fully grown out. How does Rabbi Yeshua going to explain this pasuk? The Gemara says, "Okay, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi." This actually reference to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, called Ma'isa Bereishis. All the works of creation, the Kamos and Nivra, they're created in their full stature. What does that mean? The Gemara says, "Ladaita Nivra," that they're created according to their will. That means Hashem told them, according to Rashi, that Hashem told them they were going to be created, and they were willing to do their purpose. Latzivra Nivra, not only that, they're also created according to their desires. Each creature, each thing that was created, had its own characteristic of form and design that they wanted to be to created. Shemar, as the pasuk says, "Vayichulu Hashemayim v'artzu chol tzivam," that the heavens and earth and all the hosts of the Shemayim were completed. Al tikri tzivam, don't say it means that literally the hosts of Shemayim, the stars and everything else. Rather, tzivyonam, meaning their desire that they're created in the way and the shape and the form that they wanted to be created. So this is the source for Bishop and Levi's last two points, that the creation is the will and desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's features, and therefore he's understanding that this is his first point that we're talking about, that when they're coming the full stature is derived from the fact that the fruit of the trees, that they're going to be end up possessing the stature and the form that they wanted to. That's what Rabbi Shua was going to learn from this pasuk. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer, so how do I know that Tishrei is the time when the Avos were born? Shenemar, the pasuk says, Vayikalu ala melech shlomo kol ish yishol b'yerech ha'yisanim b'chad, that all of Klal Yisrael came and they inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash in the time of Sukkot. That is that's what we learn now. And in the month of Yerech Eisanim is a reference to the time of Tishrei. So why is it called Yerech Eisanim, Yerech of the strong ones? Yerech Shnodibo Eisan Olam, the month which the strong ones were of the world, meaning the Avos, they were, and why the strong ones? Because the whole world is Rabbeinu Chananel, because the whole world is, we merit, the whole world being created was for their sake, Kilu, that day the world is founded upon them and their tzatzayim and their children proceeding to do their will. So this is telling us that the month, the seventh month, Tishrei, is the month of the Avos were born. So the Gemara says that, how do I know that Esanim, it could be any strong ones? Maybe it's referring to somebody else, David HaMelech, I don't know, who else could be strong? So my mashma da'ai Esan lishna d'tzikvayu. First of all, the Gemara takes that even further than what I just said, not just who it is, but how do I know that the strong ones is a reference to the, how do I know b'chal that Esan is a lashon of specifically the strong ones? The Gemara says, because it says, Esan Moshavecha, that it says, Esan, your dwelling, you're going to have strong dwellings. So, it's Esan, it's Ve'omar, Shimu, Arim, it's Riv, Hashem, Esanim, Mos, Te'aretz. And the pasuk says that the mountains should hear Hashem's tainas, Hashem's grievances towards you, and also the mighty ones, the foundations of the earth. We see that the mighty ones are referenced to Esanim over there. Ve'omar, Kol, Dodi, Nezabah, Medaleg, Alarim, Kapet, Al-Kavos. Also the pasuk says that the voice of my beloved, when it comes, the Shir HaShirim, is skipping over the mountains and leaping over the hills. So we see, Medaleg, Al-Harim, Bishchus, Avos, that the Harim, the mountains over here, are referencing to the Avos, and Rashi points out because the word Al could also be because, or could be sometimes to go over, or also could be because of. So the pasuk is telling Hashem had brought the geula for Klal Yisrael because of the merit of the avos. So we see that's why they came out. Mekapetz l'gavos b'schus imos, and also the leaping over the hills, a reference to the imos. We saw Rifka Rachav Aleha, that the imos And then we see that the Avos are referred to as mountains, and they are referred to as Eitanim, as the strong ones. I'm pretty sure that's where the name Eitan, that the people who call the children Eitan is based on this, that we want them to be strong and powerful and mighty. So we see that the term Eitanim is mighty ones, reference to the Avos, and they're the mighty ones of the world. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shua, Ibn Menayim, Shem Nisan, all the Avos. How do I know? In Nisan, the Avos were born. Shemar, the Pasuk says, Vayibish Monam, Shem Rabbi Moshana, Lesiz Bnei Salman, Zayim, Bashana, Ravis, Bechodesh, Zu. The 400th year, the 80th year from when the Klal Yisrael left, they started leaving Mitzrayim, and it was in the fourth year of Shlomo's reign, in the month of Ziv. So what is Ziv? Ziv literally means, sometimes can mean like a countenance or radiance. So what does this mean over here? Ziv, Beyerach, Shnodabo, Ziva, Zivsane, Elam. Here, the month with the radiant ones is Zivsane, and those who have the countenance were born. And who are the ones who have the countenance? That's a reference to the Avos. So we see that they're referencing that they were born in this month, which is the month of Nisan. So the month is going on. In the second year, the month afterwards is actually referenced to the month of Iyar. So the month of the birth must have been the month preceding that, which is the month of Nisan. So the Gemara says, V'haksi b'yerech ha'sanim, but the Pasuk does say the month of the mighty ones, the strong ones, we're assuming is the Avos, who were born in Tishrei. So how's Rabbi Shulchan explain that Pasuk? So Gemara explains, Hasam titzkifkei mitzvos. What does the mighty ones mean? It means that not that it's a reference to the people who are born, that the mighty can also mean in numerous and things that are of might. What's might is when you do mitzvahs, you get koach, you get koiches, you're going to have extra kol against the satan, against the makachim against you. So that is a reference to mitzvahs. And we know that the Tishrei is a month that's just packed and packed with mitzvahs. We know that there's Rosh Hashanah, right? It's Kiyas Shofar, and then we have Yom Kippur, that's Tzom of Yom Kippur, and then we have all the mitzvahs that to do the Sukkah, the Lulav, and Esrog, and the Dalet Minim, and Sukkah. And all those mitzvahs that are Halal, all the mitzvahs that we do, and the Simchas Beis Shavuot, the Beis Hamikdash, Beis Mashiach, Beis Hakama, all the extra korbanos and sukkahs. Again, obviously, a month full of extra mitzvahs. So that's a reference to the Eisan, the strength that we have is the koach of the mitzvahs that we do in the month of Tishrei. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, the pasuk does say in the month of Ziv, which indicates that the Avos were born in Nisan. How's Rabbi Eliezer going to explain that they weren't born in Nisan, rather they're born in Tishrei? What is he going to do with that pasuk, which seems to imply the month of Ziv, which is the month where the Avos were born? Now it's a reference to the fact that there's countenance, there's a radiance to the trees. The trees are going to have new growth. Amar of Yehuda. Not only that, this has halachic implications that the trees have new growth and they're starting to grow with their countenance and their radiance. Haimad denafik beyomei denisan, the one who's going out in the months of Nisan. V'chazli nadam devalvei, you see trees beginning to bloom. Omer, then you say the bracha, baruch shalochisar me'olam aklum, avara babriyas tovas, and anasovas. The Lashon of the Gemara, Lehisanos, B'nei Adam, I'm pretty sure Argir says something more like Lahanos, but either way, the Pasuk is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not leave anything lacking in the world, and He created good creatures and good trees to cause pleasure for mankind. That is the crux of the bracha. Alpi Kabbalah, there are very, very big inyanim about saying this bracha. There's so many l'shem yichud that you say beforehand, and extra kapit lach tehillim, and your male, all the neshamos of the people who are like in between and getting to Gan Eden again, you can be male them. That's why Alpi Kabbalah, you're not even supposed to say this bracha on Shabbos because it's borer. A fascinating thing, Alpi Halacha, that you're mevarer the people to higher places, take the bad from the good, you're going to be able to male them. Okay, the whole thing, a very deep inyanim of Alpi Kabbalah, the bracha, but Pashas, the bracha is also very important to say in the month of Nisan, and Slav Davka actually really in the month of Nisan, it's any time where the tree is beginning to bloom, and that would be sometimes in America, certain months, the way it comes out is that you can't even find trees really blooming in the month of Nisan, you'll have to wait till Iyar. So that you're allowed to make the bracha in Iyar. After Iyar, I think might be a shiloh. But Batsam, there's a whole sefer once in a while. You can write a sefer on anything now. I found an entire sefer, like a 100 page sefer just on the lachas of Birchas Ilonas. Then I found one, I outdid that one, a 3-volume sefer on Birchas Ilonas. And how you write, there's like 6 lines of Gemara. It's fascinating what you can have a sefer on now, how much you could be ma'ayin, and all the different minhagim and dinim that are applicable to every single halacha. So anyway, so this is the bracha of Nisan. So what do we see from here? That Nisan is beginning when the trees are beginning a new growth. Therefore, the pasuk says Iyar Ziv because it's a Ziv of the trees. So Gemara says Man Damar Benisan Eldu Benisan Mesu. The one who says that they were born in Nisan, they're also going to assume that they died in Nisan. And Man Damar Betishrei Eldu Betishrei Mesu. The one who says that they were born in Tishrei would also assume that they died in Tishrei. How do I know that? The pasuk says Shemar. Vayoyim Erlem Ben Me'ashav Ve'nesham Anochi Yoyim Moshe, saying to Klal Yisrael, I'm 120 years old today. Moshe is telling them right before their death. She'en Talmud Leimar Hayom. Don't say that. Why does it have to say Hayom? Today, obviously, 128. So it means Matamal Hayom. The Davka specifically today. This was the day that Moshe was going to die. Hayom Malo Yomei Yomai Ushnosa. The day, my days and my years are full. Lam Dechashagash Baruch Hu Yoyishav Malish Nosem Shal Tadikim Yom Liyom Mechoidesh Lechoidesh. And Hashem waits, and Hashem counts Ki'ilu. He makes full the years of the tzaddikim from the day to day, month to month. Every moment that they're in this world is very precious, and to show that they can live a complete life and a full life. they die mamish on their birthday. Shenemar, as Mispari Mechavalei, as the Pasuk says, you on the number of your days are going to make full, that even the days, the actual days where you die, is going to be full, that you're going to die on the same day that you are born. And so clearly it must be that the tzaddikim of the Avos that had that tzidkos of Moshe Rabbeinu, similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, they also must have been, they must have died on the time where they were born. Now the Gemara continues, but Pesach nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. I don't know that Milan and the Pasuk says, Kidichsiv. The Pasuk says with regards to the Nevuah that Avram had, this week's Parsha, Lemoyda Shuvilecha. The Pasuk says, I'm going to come and you're going to have a son, really, at the end of Lecha, and then start her in Vayera. So you're going to have a son. So the Gemara says, Emas Kai. From when was this Nevuah spoken to Avram Avinu that he's going to have a child and he's going to come back? Elim and Pesach become a Lebat Sar. So you're going to say that he was given this Nevuah. And Moed, again, obviously, but it's the back that Moed is a reference usually to a Chag, that Moed is an example of a Chag. So the Chorah, the Gemara was assuming that we're assuming that some Chag was this Nevuah given to Avram Avinu. So when was it? So where's the Emas Kai? So which Chag was it? We're assuming it was one of the Shalosh Regalim. Elim and Pesach become a Lebat Sar. So you can assume that he was given this Nevuah on Pesach, and then a baby is going to be born to much Shavuah. So Gemara says, B'chamisha Yomin Mikayalta, 50 days, there's great miracles. Like, Hashem Rechudah, there's a miracle, but 50 days, Sarah was going to both get pregnant and give a child. Ela dekai batzer is a cover like betishrei. Rather, maybe we're talking about Shavuos, and then he's going to have a child on Sukkot, the other chag. Hakasev v'chamisha yarche ka yalda. Is it possible to give birth in only 5 months? That also is impossible. Ela dekai b'chag v'kamer lebenisan. Rather, must be assuming that we are talking about Sukkot, and then the child will be born 6 months later in the month of Nisan. That is. And the Gemara is assuming, and therefore it must be that would be the time that's the only time that could have worked out, that he was given the Nevuah on Sukkot, and he was, and the date of birth was going to be on Pesach. This is actually contrary to the Midrash that Rashi quotes, that we're pretty familiar with from where we grew up, with a different Midrash, and Tosfos over here actually point out that this is arguing on the other Midrash and other Midrashic sources, other Tanaim, that Bereishis Rabbah and other Tanaim also, that hold that the Malachim came in the beginning of Eira right now, was actually they came on Pesach itself. That's also by that the Elisha Vagosa by Lod also, it's Matzos also there, the Lashon, that because it was Pesach there. So we see that it was still Pesach. So the Midrash Lechora understands that L'moed is actually a reference to the time that right now we're in a Moed, and then the Moed is going to refer to the next, not just the next Moed, the Moed meant the next year, exactly at this time you're going to have a child, and therefore the Midrash is referring to the time of Pesach. So that is Lechora disagreeing. Some want to try to teach that really you can fit the two together. It seems to be difficult because we really seem to, over here he was given it, they say maybe he was given it later. Okay, but that's very interesting Midrashim. A lot of times we're supposed to be learning the ideas and the drushas from the Midrashim, not exactly to be as medactic exactly when it happens. It's important to know that also, obviously, the Pshut Mikra, for sure, when exactly did this happen, it's nice to know, but Be'etzem, we see there's Machlokas Tanaim about these Inyanim. So Gemara says, Akasi B'shisa Yarche Mikal Yalta. But wait a second, the Gemara is still pointing out, you're assuming that what? That she was told on Sukkot, and she's going to have a baby on Pesach. Is it possible to give birth in 6 months? You have to have a minimum. The Gemara always assumed that the minimum pregnancy you could have is 7 months, and have the preemie that we have now, Baruch Hashem, the ways to even have a, I think you could have a 6 month potentially in NICU, potentially. I don't know. I think, but definitely 7 or 8 months, I think for sure. That obviously, Baruch Hashem, we have the medical technology to figure these things out now. Either way, the Gemara assumes that 7 month pregnancy for sure was not going to be able to live. Tana, the Gemara says, Osashana Mubarasai. So it must be that year was a leap year, so really the additional month was going to be 7th month, 2 Adars. If you have 2 Adars, you have an extra month till Pesach. So really it was a 7th month pregnancy. The Gemara says, so, Kimalde Bar Mar Yomim Metuma. Wait a second though, if you count the times where Sarah was in Nida, say, Batula, you have less than seven months, you have 6 months and 3 weeks. How do I know that she was in Nida? That's the famous Midrash, which quoted in this week's parsha also, because it says that Mari Tzolas Kemach Lushli Vasu Ugos, and it says, Vayikach Chema V'chalav V'nebakar, and never says that she brought the Ugos. Why not? So Rashi quotes the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Midrash over there. The idea is that Sarah became a Nida that day. She became a Nida, she was pierced in Nida, and that's why she was unable to, because they became Tameh, they ate Chulin Ba, they ate the Petara, and they were not able to eat the Ugos, not able to eat the things that she baked. The other thing she was, but this she was not able because she was Tame. So we see that she was a Nida, and if she was a Nida that was less than 7 months. So the Gemara says, Amar Marzutra, Filo Amanda Amar Yoledes, Letisha Eina Yoledes Lemukdan. Even those who said that when you give birth at 9 months, you don't give birth in less than a month, it has to have a full term, that has the full 40, a full, periods of months. That one gives birth 7 months can give birth in smaller amounts of smaller increments of a month. The pasuk says that after the days when Chana had been pregnant, she gave birth to a son. The minimum number of seasons is implied by two. The minimum of days implied by that is two. And therefore, we're learning from here that the season is lasting 3 months. We learn that Chana gave birth to her son after carrying only for 6 months and 2 days. So that proves that it doesn't mean literally in 7 months, but it means going into the 7th month. So too, when it comes to Yitzchak, you have less than a full 7 months. It means going into the 7th month, and that would be a viable pregnancy. It could have been that she gave birth in less than 7 months, really going into the 7th month. Now it was the idea that she was according to the Gemara over here, she was told this information on Sukkot, and the information was carried out on Pesach. She ended up having a child on Pesach. The Gemara now continues. Rosh Hashanah nifkada Sarah Rachel v'Chana. We know that Rosh Hashanah. That is why we quote we lane from the pasuk, right? Hashem v'yitzkar v'yitzkar sher amar, right? The pekida of Sarah. We in that pasuk we also lane Chana in Haftorah because of these two inyanim based on the Gemara over here. So the Gemara says, where do we know this? Minala, now I know this. I'm Rabbi Lazar. We learn it from the following. Asa pekida pekida asa zechira sira. It says that from exirah pekida, the words of pekida pekida, and the words of zechira sechira of remembrance. Now where does this come from? Ksiv Rachel vayiskor lekim es Rachel. It says Hashem remembered Rachel, and also ksiv bechad also vayiskor Hashem. So we have lashon of zechira. Vasi zechira zechira in Rosh Hashanah, and the word of zechira comes up in Rosh Hashanah. What does it say? Ksiv shabason zichron trua. It should be day of rest and zechira of the sounding of the shofar. So the fact that it says zechira teaches us that there's zechira of exirah shabbat. The words of zechira are mentioned in other contexts by Rachel and Chana is going to be must have been on the day of Rosh Hashanah that they were remembered and Hashem answered their tefillos. Pekida, pekida. When we know pekida, pekida, it says k'siv b'chana ki pakad Hashem es Chana. It says Hashem had remembered Chana. Uksiv b'sarav Hashem pakad et Sarah kasher diber. Right, Hashem remembered Sarah as He said He would, and they ended up having a child. So that is that pekida is reference to Yitzchak, and we know that for that Yitzchak was born in the month. On Rosh Hashanah, the time of Pekida, from the Pekida of Chana to Sarah, to learn out that it was really on Rosh Hashanah as well. Now the Gemara continues, but Rosh Hashanah Yatsa Yosef and Mesa Asurin. On Rosh Hashanah, Yosef went out from prison. How do I know that? Menal and Dukhsev, Tiku Bachoda, Shofar, Bekeslam, Chaginu, Chagog, Israel, Humishbat, Lelo, Keyakov. We say the Pasuk often on Rosh Hashanah. We say it by night, by Mariv, we say it by Kiddush. So we say it a few different times, that Pasuk, and also in the Zichronos, I think we say Shofros, maybe we say that Pasuk, definitely in the Shmona Esrei, the Musaf Chazar. So I think by Shofros Pashtas, we say this Pasuk as well. And this is a reference to Rosh Hashanah, that the day of the blowing of the Shofar, the renewal of the month, of the moon, and it's going to day, it's literally a chok, it's going to be a decree for Yisrael, Mishpat, and it's going to be a law for Mishpat Elokei Yaakov. So now the Gemara turns on to the next number now, the Gemara says, Eidus Behosef, Behosef Samo Betseso, that the pasuk continues also, that in reference to this day, that was also going to be literally Eidus and Eidus, a testimony for Yosef, when Yosef went out through the land of Egypt. It's in Mitzrayim. So the verse says, we see that Yosef left on Rosh Hashanah. So that's the pasuk is indicating that Yosef had left on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the avoda was that they no longer had to work in Egypt. I'm going to take you out of the burdens of Egypt. Referencing to the freedom of Yosef from prison, it says I removed beneath him the burden of his shoulder. By using similar terms, by the Yitzias Yosef from Yitzias Surim from jail, so too it must have been what happened, and we know it was in Rosh Hashanah. So too, when it says the Lashon, that's a very similar Lashon, must have been that happened as well on Rosh Hashanah. The Mark says, Nisan Nigalo, in the month of Nisan, they were redeemed from Egypt. The Mark says, Kid Isa, as the Psukim, you have to read the Chumash, you'll see very clearly that we were taken out in the month of Nisan. V'tishrei asin li gadol, and in Tishrei we're going to be redeemed. Asya shofar shofar. How do we know that? Because the gzeir shavav shofar shofar. Ksiv vacha tiku b'chodesh shofar. Rosh Hashanah you're going to blow a shofar in the month's renewal. Ksiv hasam b'yom ahu tekab b'shofar gadol. We quote this pasuk also in shofars that on the day during the Yomosa Mashiach, the final redemption, that day there's going to be a great shofar. Uvao of the Meretz Ashur and Nachem Eretz Zayim. Right, v'sakol l'shem our kodesh mishalayim. It's very exciting pasuk. We wait. Hopefully, we're very excited for that time to really come. And that is the reference of the freedom of the people. That's a reference of that's the idea of the Yovel blowing also the shofar. Blowing a shofar is a representation of freedom. That's also one of the remazim of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah as well. That also we know that you're going to be redeemed, that there is a redemption. What's the redemption from the Satan who's prosecuting against us? There's a redemption against us, against our person who is arguing against us in Shemayim. So that also is a redemption for us that we're redeemed on this day. That in the month of Nisan we were redeemed from Egypt. In the month of Nisan we were also destined to be redeemed. Again, how do I know that? The Pasuk says, this reference to the Pasuk, Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem, Lotiam Ertzayim Hu Alela Zet. Shimurim lechom neisrael dorosam. Support. No, why does it say shimurim twice? It was an event, literally also anticipation from Hashem, and also it's going to be anticipation for the bnei Yisrael forever, for the doros, for many generations to come. So why is there a double lashon? So leil shimurim, it's an event of anticipation. Leil mashumer ba mashishim mebrisit. When was it anticipated? It was anticipated already from the time of the beginning of the creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting to the time of the redemption, because this redemption is similar to the final redemption, which is going to be when man is creating his ultimate purpose in life, and that is to be close to Gosh Baruch Hu, Davik to Hashem, and not have to any other worries in his life, and that we're waiting for the time of Musa Mashiach. So that is going to happen. That is the time where we're Davik to Hashem. That's going to be the time of the final redemption, and that's going to be in the month of Nisan. So that's going to be when this will happen. The Gemara continues, V'ida for Belazar, what is it going to do with this pasuk? Laila Mishumar Avamin Abazikin, that it's a night that is guarded, and it's also going to be guarded against harmful spirits. That has halachic implications. That the idea is the harmful spirits cannot harm us during this Pesach, nor can we do it during any other Pesach. So that would be what the pasuk is coming to teach you, according to Rabbi Elazar. And we learn from him that all the mazikin and things to worry about in general are not going to be applicable on Leil Pesach, which actually has a lachik nafkaminas. The common minug that we have in the Seder night of saying Shfoch Hamaschel Lagoyim Hashel Aducha, we open the door and we even leave the doors. There's a minug some people have not to leave the doors guarded to lock our doors, Bichlal, because we're not afraid on Leil Shimurim, because we know we're going to be protected. Not only that, there's other minug like by Kriyat Shema Lamita. We don't say all those things that we say that are protect us from mazikin, from bad spirits and bad things at night. You don't have to say that. Only just the first paragraph. If you don't answer Shema, whatever, you say all three, but you say the first paragraph of Shema, that's it. You normally say a whole long thing. People say all those prikatilim and different things that you do not say. Another thing is that if Pesach falls out on Friday night, so we normally say Magen Avos. Why do you say Magen Avos? Because it's to protect the people from walking home and against Mazikin. So there are no Mazikin on Leil Pesach, so that you would not say Magen Avos in a Friday night of Al Chaliot B'Shabbos when the Leil Pesach, the night of the Tetzvav, comes on Pesach. That would be the case. And Tosfos point out that everybody agrees to that even if you hold, like Rabbi Yoshua, that understood that this is talking about the final redemption, he would agree that this also Meshumar, in addition to being the time of the Gula Shlema, also is every year is protected from Azikin. So everybody agrees to this drasha. That's what Tosfos point out, and that's why we have all these menagim, because that's the Kuli Alma. Both Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Lazar would agree it's a night of protection. Now the Gemara demonstrates that the pasuk between Meshumar and Lazar is really is going to be a basis of another machlokas between them. As the Gemara points out, Azla Tamayu, I'm not going to pretend I understand the idea of the celestial months and what exactly is going on with the astronomical names. These are very deep. And we had them at the end of Brachos also. Here also, it comes up over here. This time we learn in a Braisa, Bishnah Shesh Moshana L'chai Noach B'chodesh Hashini B'shevasar Yom L'chodesh. Coming up in our calendar, potentially, is that the 600th year of the life of Noach, the second month. What is the second month? The 70th day of the year. So when is this second month? Rabbi Shomer Osi Yom Shivasar Be'ir Hai, according to Rabbi Yoshua, it's the 17th month of the second month of Nisan, coming from Nisan, so then it's going to be Ir. Yom Shemazel Kima Shoka Bayam, which Kima, the constellation of Kima, is set during the daytime. There's different constellations for different months. The position which the sun is going to be the change of how the stars look, and that's called as Mazel, the constellations in the sky. Again, I'm not pretending to understand much about what's going on over here, but the basic understanding is that Kima is normally Shokea Bayam. When it comes to Kima, we understand that is a time when it's usually going to be in the time of Iyar. And during those last 2 hours of the night, that when daybreak comes, it's going to be in setting mode. Umayanos betamim, and then what happens is the fountains normally become depleted at that time. So that the early summer days, the springs, that's normally when this would happen during this mazal. And we told Shinim HaSayim, so since the generation altered the practice of a normal way of man, what do they do? All these different averas, Rashi points out. We know that they were started having bestiality. They had relations with animals. And we know that they also were involved in Eishes Ish, or going with other people's wives. And also they were wasting Zeravatala. So they were doing all these bad things. Shinakash Baruch Alayim Maisa Bereshit. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu also changed the works of creation against them. Ve'elav mazal kima bayom. He brought the constellation of Kima during the daytime, which it normally doesn't happen. We know that the flood started during the day. Hashem wanted to brought Kima to cause up by day, and he changed natural order. Since the month of Iyar, Kima usually comes at the final hours of the night, Hashem changed it and happened during the middle of the day. Ve'natal shnei kochavim mikima ve'hevi mabul la'olam. And he took two stars from Kima, the celestial time of Kiba, and he brought it to the world. Again, we see over here that apparently we see that there's a concept that that even in the world can be affected by what's going on the celestial signs. That's why different things, when the Chamas Loka and the moon, different, these are simanim for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara seems to assume a lot of them are not necessarily good simanim, but these also, when they're taking the celestial things and coming down, these are a way of mazalos. The Gemara also has a different lashon, ein mazalos Yisrael. The Goyim more are judged by this than we are, but ba'etzem, there's a very deep concept of the mazalos and the astronomy, not things that I'm pretending to be familiar with. The Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Oso Yom Shivat Rabbi Marcheshonia. Rabbi Lezer says that the day was the 17th Yom Shemazal Kima Ola Bayom. It was a day which Lezer Kima usually comes during the daytime. That the month of Mar Cheshvan, we know, is daybreak because it's a reference to, they have different simanim, also have different simanim, like a goat, a bucket, fish. These different things come the last 2 hours of the day. Umayanos Bisgabrim, and the fountains become strengthened during this time, because Mar Cheshvan is the time of the rainy season. And we told Shana Masem, and we know that they generally, like we said before, you would agree to that point, they change the natural order of things by violating the various that we just mentioned before. Shina Kadosh Baruch Hu Alei Maisa Bresha Kadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, changed the works of creation. And he brought up the constitution of Kima by data. He took two stars and he brought the flood to the world. So we see that Rabbi Lezer Beshua disagreed the date of the flood began. This is based on when the time of creation was. If Yusim was in Tishrei, then the second month will be the month of Mar Cheshvan, which is actually coming up, the date of the flood, according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua, who says in Nisan, he would say that the flood began in Nisan because of their machlokas. So Beshem will wake up with Shlomo Yeshua, Beshem in tomorrow's daf.